including technology, cybersecurity, and human rights. In consumer news, the average U.S. price of regular grade gas up 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.22 a gallon. Toby Lundberg says supply is abundant, and that should keep prices from spiking further. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 76 points, and the NASDAQ 8 points higher. This is SRN News.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Welcome to Monday's Tales of Idiocracy, starring my buddy David Blackman from somewhere in Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. And David, I want you to listen carefully to this clip from Twitter, because it sounds like Joe Biden is saying, I wipe my butt.
My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet.
My butt's been wet.
My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet.
I've listened to that thing about 100 times this morning, and I swear that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
Why would he find it necessary?
Seems excited about it.
Yeah, well, I guess if you've been sitting in it all day, it's nice to have it, your highness clean. Yeah, it's a joke that goes around the internet. Some brave, courageous reporter asked Joe the tough question. Hey, Joe, boxes or briefs? And he says, depends. I'll be here all afternoon until 6, maybe. Before we begin here, let's check a look at our Olympic medal count.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count.
China, 6 gold medals! Japan!
That's how we roll here.
Man, that's something.
Yeah, the thing is, this Olympic has been a...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
For a lot of people. I think we're the only country that sends dissidents to participate in these games so they can turn around and piss on us. And I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I'm not watching a second of it unless it involves Simone Biles. That's it.
Did I see something over the weekend that said that they are scoring her differently to reduce her competitive?
Yes. Her more complicated and dangerous moves, they're actually downscoring in order to discourage other gymnasts from even trying them because she's so far superior to everyone else.
Isn't that why they give a gold medal? Because somebody's so far superior to somebody else?
It's the most, it's just absolutely insane. It's the most depraved and despicable thing I've ever seen.
It is.
She should sue.
She's the greatest athlete on the face of the earth and has been for a decade now. And for these people to intentionally discriminate against her is extraordinary. And no one on the political left is saying a word about it.
Remember,
African-American woman.
Yes. Yes. Remember when we couldn't have enough admiration for an athlete that did the seeming impossible?
It's and the things she does are they're just so amazing that it's almost beyond comprehension, the things she's able to do and has been for so long now. And
it's not fair that she has that much talent.
What a bunch of crap.
Honest to God. David, I have to do a message here. We've got Rich's forecast. I was out riding my bike today. The heat index here is 130.
Wow.
And it's like staying inside somewhere in California during a brownout. And I've been wearing my bag, I call it. It's a sauna suit. Helps boil off a couple of extra ounces.
Looks like Captain Zoom.
I look like the Silver Power Ranger is what I look like, but I'm still a little trying to get myself regrouped from that. And, David, we will get into full swing here in just a second at 9 minutes after 3. A reminder, I got to get over to John Lee Paints, or Seth Spotlow said he would, because he came over and helped us pressure wash our little aging deck. And the boards are cleaner, but they really need to be sealed. So I got to get over to John Lee and see if they carry that kind of product over there, because if anybody has it, it's them, and I'll get it from them if they do. Please remind me to check with Charles Bubba Turner on that. Otherwise, we never have to think about where to get our paints for inside or outside projects. I, with my neighbor, who's a great guy, said, I've been meaning to tell you for a year how much we love that color on your door and mailbox. Where did you get it? John Lee Paints. And it is. It's holding up so incredibly well because it's formulated to do exactly that. Solar Proof is the brand. It's John Lee's brand. And for outdoor painting, you can't do better. So get good products, get great results. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. When you're there, please tell Mr. Turner and his great staff you heard about him here. 310.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that will cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's summer service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
We're officially underway on the Monday edition of Happy Hour. We begin with Tales from the Idiocracy from our buddy in Texas, David Blackman, the man with the 10-gallon brain, as we know. Rosie Brock is here. And most of me is, too.
And here they are.
Jeb, come on, dig deep.
Please clap.
Like that's ever going to change. So 312, David, so much to talk about. Where do we start?
Boy, oh boy.
But is it true that Texas and Oklahoma are going to join the Southeastern Conference?
Looks that way, yeah. It's a really interesting situation, and I'm for one am very pleased about it. Been very frustrated with the Big 12 for a long time, and I know a lot of Longhorn Sooners fans have. It's been basically a two school conference for 25 years. So, you know, I know Texas A&M won't be very pleased about it, but it looks like Texas and Oklahoma are going to...
Didn't Texas A&M join the SEC to get away from you guys?
They did. They had gotten sick of dealing with us, and so now here we come again, you know. It's all being driven by these name, image, and likeness contracts that the Supreme Court has now ruled that these athletes can engage in, these college athletes.
What do you think about that? Our quarterback here at Alabama, of course, when you're number one and you've got the best brand in college football,
yeah.
Our quarterback, who has yet to play a down, has made over $1 million already.
Yep. Yeah, and that's how it's going to be. I mean, major college football is going to be essentially a minor professional league, feeder league for the NFL. And in that context now, with this changing landscape, I think Texas and OU officials looked around and said, well, we can either be a part of the big leagues in this minor league arrangement that we're going to have, or we can, you know, stay in one of the satellite leagues that are going to revolve around. I think it's all going to involve to where the SEC is the major league in this situation. And you're going to have these other conferences that are going to be a little less major, kind of revolving around the SEC. And Texas in particular, and Oklahoma as well, bring an awful lot to the table in terms of money and resources, and particularly a television market that's just enormous in Texas, of course. And A&M brought part of that, but not really a big part of it, and Texas will bring a lot more of it to the table.
Makes sense, of course. SEC has been major league for years. It's just never been made official as it appears it's going to be. And can you imagine, a Texas-Alabama rivalry? That would be...
Whoa.
That would be
pretty... Yeah, now that we have a real coach, it should be fun here in a few years.
And certainly...
It's going to take us a while to catch up, I think, but... But actually, we're going to be much improved this year, and I think next year, which I believe, frankly, will be the first year Texas and Oklahoma are in the SEC, will be next year. This isn't going to, you know, these TV, these television contracts supposedly run through the end of 2025, but the Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma is a dead conference walking. And you're going to see these other schools start to make their own deals as well to get out of there.
Here's my fear. And, you know, I really don't have a problem with an athlete. You know, the socialist in me would like to see, you know, if one guy on a team is getting $1 million, how do the rest of the guys feel about that? Why not pool all that money so everybody gets an equal cut? That would be fair, but then it wouldn't be fair because some players are under a lot more pressure and have a lot more responsibility towards winning than others. So I kind of go back and forth on it. And, of course, the argument's always been, but they're getting a free college education. Isn't that enough? Well, I think there's what this will do will protect against some of the under-the-table stuff. Do you remember a player named Darren McFadden?
Darren McFadden, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good as a college player.
He was, yeah.
But didn't
he was running back, right? All-American running back?
Running back or quarterback, I'm not sure. And I think he might have played for Arkansas. I really don't remember specifically. But I do remember this. He was the star in his senior year. And they were doing a nationally televised game. And they're on one hand, they're telling the story of this young man who has come from the inner city to rise to the upper levels of college football. And then I noticed they were talking about his $50,000 Hummer.
Right, yeah.
And I'm saying, I don't know if I'd be real eager to publicize that, because that does not, how does somebody buy, I can't buy a Hummer. And I'm in the almost big bucks.
So, you know, back in the day when Eric Dickerson was in college, he was being recruited by all the, every school in the country, really, coming out of Sealy High School in Texas. And the story goes with Eric Dickerson is that Texas A&M thought they were going to sign him on signing day. So one of their assistant coaches showed up the night before signing day with the keys to a brand new maroon-colored Mustang convertible. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, the same coach shows up at his house on signing day to sign him, and he sees the SMU coach coming out the front door with a big smile on his face.
Oh, God.
And Eric Dickerson drove that maroon-colored Mustang around the SMU campus for four seasons.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a great story. I hadn't heard that one
before.
That
is a great story. It's legendary.
You know, it's great to see LeBron James pouting on the sideline, watching somebody else win the NBA championship. Just what a piece of work he is.
Yeah.
When it comes to sports in general. Hey, I have connections, and I'm pretty sure that if you want to do this, I can get both of us good seats for a Cleveland Guardians game next year.
Oh, boy. That'd be awesome. Absolutely.
Can we talk about this for a second? This is so forking stupid. It just boils my blood. You know, I understand. Well, you can't. It's cultural appropriation. It's all this. It's racist. It's all this. I'm having trouble buying that because teams pick mascot or nicknames that are supposed to impress. They're supposed to make a statement about the competitive level of play they can expect from this team that bears this
right
heritage name. I don't think they named the team the Indians to make fun of Indians. Yeah, in this time, it certainly seems, you know, like an anachronism. And certainly the Chief Wahoo logo, I had no problem with them getting rid of that. But nobody names their team the Syracuse Sissies. Are the Braves going to have to do this next?
Right. Well, they probably are. And, you know, that's a shame, too. I think, you know, the Indians the organization missed an incredible branding opportunity by not going with the name the Cleveland Spiders. You know, that would have lent itself to all sorts of amazing marketing promotions.
Sure. There was some prior history with that name, too.
Right, right. And, of course, the Indians' name, I mean, that whole area up there, you know, it was chosen for the history of the area, the history of the region, and not for any demeaning purpose of the Native Americans. And the Guardians thing is weird, frankly, and I just, you know, but whatever, I've never been an Indians fan and won't be a Guardians fan.
If I were a betting person, I would have said they'll make them the Cleveland Rockers. I mean, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, even though that's a fake.
Oh, that would have been good.
And I got news for you. Until I see the rock group Sticks in that building, it's a joke. It's a freaking joke. I don't know if you know this, David, but I have my name on a few of their albums. I used to work with Sticks.
Sticks!
Yes. By the way, over the weekend, I'm bouncing all over the place here, and I'm sorry. I wrote my August magazine column.
Wow. I'm impressed.
It's called A Special Christmas Carol, and it tells the story with pictures of how all of that happened. And because somebody sent me, it was the weirdest thing. That somebody, my first sister-in-law, a terrific woman from a terrific family. I was married to her sister. I was not worthy. But they never stopped believing in me all these years. So she found an old 8mm video of me at Christmas 1969. And it was a powerful experience.
Yeah.
I had not seen that video since a few days after. And it put me in touch with a whole bunch of, so I wrote this thing and took some screen caps from the 8mm video so people could see what I saw and why I reacted the way. It looked like I combed my hair with a freaking axe with the part on the side. And that's what we were allowed to wear in those days. How did I get off on this? What took me to...
Your article. Yeah. Your Boom article.
I'm losing it.
No, you're not.
We have great topics to discuss. One of them, Liz Cheney, who somehow...
Our favorite, yes.
Of all the Republicans that could have been picked for that riot committee. And Dr. Fauci, oh my God, I just want to choke that little... Don't call Homeland Security. I was being metaphorically facetious there. And some other topics as well when we come back. David Blackman... At 3:23, we will be right back.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu. Or call 334-386-7257.
And or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash in. Need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I just landed my Blue Origin spacecraft that looked like a giant mojo. Notice how mine was bigger than Richard Branson's? I also lasted a whole 10 minutes up there, which is all one can tolerate talking to an old woman and a teenage boy. Then I put on this funky cowboy hat because I'm an astronaut billionaire cowboy. That's right. I'm a 10-year-old's fantasy about what they want to be when they grow up. All I need to do now is make the NBA. Then I will be the star of the next Space Jam.
Hey, David Blackman, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You're sounding great.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had a brilliant point to make, and now I lost track of it. This is not good. This is not good. I don't think I should wear
that. Hey, by the way, I just saw a story that the Olympics opening had the ratings for the opening ceremonies were at a 33-year low.
Yes, since Barcelona, and a lot of that was caused by time delay. Yeah, really. I mean, Barcelona, I think they had 17 million. Friday morning, with all of the NBC platforms, from Peacock to Shuttlecock to MSLSD, all of them, you know, that's all they're doing is Olympics. 17 million. That is pathetic. But this is sports in general, baseball's yep. All-star game. And the one guy that I think saved it from being a total disaster this year was Shohei Ohtani. Because you can't help but like him and root for him, even though we, of course, all hate Asians passionately, right? so stupid. I think he brought people to the game who otherwise would not have watched. Now, I kept my boycott. I did not watch Home Run Derby or the game this year because I make a commitment. I stick to it. But the All-Star game was down from 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's way down, yeah. But Ohtani, you know, he's basically the Simone Biles of baseball.
Yeah.
He's doing these things that no one else has done. Even Babe Ruth
right,
didn't do the things that Ohtani is doing. And
it's great. He's such a likable guy. How about Stephen A. Smith going on, hocking a China, a big mouth with, hi.
Oh, that doofus.
He's getting $12 million to be a doofus. I might consider that for $12 million.
No kidding.
Going on and saying, you know, it really offends me that he can't speak English.
You know, there's a lot of those Major League Baseball players can't speak English. And really, when you look at the All-Star rosters, man, there's all kinds of players on those two All-Star teams from Central and South America. And yes. A lot of those Latin players can't speak English either.
Yet.
And I didn't see Stephen A. Smith complaining about them, right? I mean, what difference does it make if they can speak English?
These imbeciles, these sports commissioners make me ill. Their diversity. Show me a baseball lineup that doesn't have diversity. they don't exist. There's players from all over the planet that are in the game.
Incredible players. What's his name? Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah.
My God. He was the MVP of the game. He doesn't speak English, but he's an amazing athlete, an incredible baseball player.
If he can hit the ball 500 feet, that's what I want to see. I'm not interested in you speaking the King's English, if you will, after the game to an interviewer. But baseball's All-Star game ratings sucked. I am in a position I never thought I'd be in. Ever since Manfred decided that he would be the stand in judgment on Georgia's new... And if you noticed, in all the media, they call it voter restrictions. Same in Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, what are the flea baggers doing these days? I heard
they're hanging out in D.C., eating out at fine restaurants every night and having a good old time. What's his name? Beto O'Rourke has raised $500,000 to pay their hotel bills and pay for their meals. And
that's
so, you know, they're living high on the hog.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It's the whole thing's disgusting. But, you know, they're going to have to stay there. These people, by the way, in the Texas legislature, are not professional politicians. They all have professions or jobs, and a lot of them have families. Most of them have families that they're away from right now. And the governor, you know, Governor Abbott, to his credit, promised again over the weekend that he'll just keep calling special sessions until they come home and deal with the bills. And honestly, I think he'll probably keep that promise. There's really no downside to it for him at this point.
David, we're going to get to the other topics you brought up, but you keep reminding me of other things that I wanted to ask you about. And one of them, since we're kind of in the sports universe, was Tucker Carlson's attempt to go fishing.
Oh,
and now it turns out this guy that had this confrontation, Tucker handled it really well. Calm down, son, he said to this guy in a bait and tackle shop. This guy, it looks like he was a plant.
I'm sure he was. Who could doubt that?
This wasn't some yokel that just happened to recognize Tucker Carlson in a Montana bait shop and decided to give him a lecture. That's scary in a way.
How'd it really know? Yeah.
Would the NSA give him a tip that he was going to be fishing this weekend with his kid? With his kid. I don't care if that's your daughter. That would have been when the first punch would be thrown. Just unreal what's going on out there.
Yeah, it really is. It's interesting. I had the weirdest experience. We went on vacation up to Jackson Hole in early June, and as soon as we drove into Jackson, we sat down at a little restaurant there on the town square, and hadn't been sitting there for 2 or 3 minutes, and in walks Tucker Carlson.
Wow.
And I couldn't figure out what in the world he was doing there. Found out later he was in town for a funeral of a friend that he had up there. But it was a really weird experience. Him and one of the other Fox people, I forget the name of the other guy that was there with him.
It's got to be difficult to beat Tucker Carlson and show up and try to quietly blend into a crowd that's mourning somebody at a funeral.
Yeah, everybody left him alone, though. It was in the restaurant anyway. I don't know about the funeral.
I'm glad to know that there's still some civility in the world.
Yeah.
All right, we're going back to the Little Menace, as David nicknamed him, Dr. Fauci. And where is all of this going? Because there's so many component parts to the Delta variant.
Yeah. Well, there seems to be anyway.
Yeah. So we'll get into that. And how nice that Nancy Pelosi reached across the aisle and picked stalwart Republicans like Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger to be on the on the January 6th Aggravated Trespassing Commission. All of that is coming up. Now, if I were to tell you that I managed to drive 8 inches and damage my car, what would you think?
What? A dumbass.
Yeah. That's kind of my thinking, too. But that's what I did. Found a new way to damage my vehicle. David, you got to be careful when you sit. If you have a car that has all those things, if you press, gates open, things unlock.
Right.
Yeah. My tailgate came up and I didn't realize it. It sort of hit the bottom of the garage door. No major damage because I don't speed out of the garage. But still, I had to compliment myself. You've really outdone yourself when it comes to I mean, I've had a deer strike. I hit my mailbox the first night we lived in the house. Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body will never be surprised when I call and say, you'll never believe what I did, because he'll say, yeah, I'll sure will. Why wouldn't I? But that's the call I make. 2-7 wreck with a W, always to Montgomery Paint and Body. In fact, everybody in this building who's had some kind of vehicle damage, we go to them without even thinking about anybody else, because they do such a great job and have for 4.5 decades. Good as new, maybe better. Thoroughness, dedication on principle to fix every single speck of damage and to make sure that it's as perfect or close to perfect as it can be before the customer gets it back. You can't go wrong. So they don't want you to be in a wreck, and neither do we. But things happen, and if your garage door attacks you in the middle of the night, call MPB 2-7 wreck with a W on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see who needs it. Back with David Blackman in a couple of minutes.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic very busy on the Eastern Boulevard from Vaughn Road past I-85 over to Atlanta Highway. We've got a lot of traffic on the Northeast Boulevard right now from Ware's Ferry to Highway 231. That's about it, though. That's our busiest spots right now. Everything else is light to moderate. No real problems on the interstates, I-65 or 85. And no accidents that we're aware of, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Summertime's in full swing at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chance of encountering one of those cooling evening showers is small, but not zero. Otherwise, our sauna-like weather will continue. Very steamy tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday continued very hot with highs in the low to mid-90s and triple-digit heat indices, but the number of storms will be a little bit more numerous both Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Like the arrest of the man who planted the bombs, here's another thing CNN got wrong.
And if their plan was to attract a giant crowd with a Joe Biden town hall, only 1.5 million. This is the most popular president in freaking history.
81 million votes.
They knocked each other over to stuff the ballot box for Joe. And with here's another thing, and I'm bouncing around again, and I apologize. I said Biden's approval falls again. And so I went and looked, and they said it's 50.
Yeah.
I do not want to believe that the voting population of the United States of America is that forking stupid that they're approving. We love inflation. We love 1 million people crossing the border in 6 months. Good work. The cost of literally everything going up, the racial division, critical race theory, all this crap, and that's what half the country wants. I'm sorry, I'm not buying, David.
No, we saw how fake the polls were.
Yeah.
Last election campaign. I mean, my goodness, they're all in the tank. And everyone, I think, you know, most people actually understand that. You know, it's all part of the narrative.
Hey, I came across something here, and we're going, I keep promising. I may get him to stay to 5 o'clock, but I keep promising we'll get to his topic. I got a clip here. It's entitled, Joe Biden's Incoherent Town Hall in 49 Seconds. May I play it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, everybody thought I was a little nuts. It's going to be. What can a kid say?
You got the vaccination?
Yeah. Or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. We know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be. What could they do? Portman is a congressman from this area. Xi Jinping in China. He's a bright and really tough guy. Over 600,000 people out there signing, 6 million people. Whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something. 4 years old, when you see a red light cross the street. Whoa. Boy, why can't the...
I beg everybody's forgiveness. Now I understand why 50% of the country still approves him, because he's just so damn entertaining.
It was painful to watch.
Horrible.
Very painful.
I wouldn't know. I didn't watch a minute of it. It's just like either. The Olympics to me.
No, I come in the next day and look for the comedy. You know, I know better than we expect anything lucid. I'm going to post that clip, by the way, for our listeners to check out, but not until we're done with David today. So, as time passes and information dribbles out, and it's obvious we got political prisoners in D.C. who were at the Capitol on January 6th, righteously outraged over an election that was clearly stolen. What seems to be coming out, correct me if I'm wrong, David, is that there was quite a bit of coordination and involvement to make sure that event went bad.
Yeah, including at least, what, a dozen undercover FBI agents embedded in the people planning the thing?
Yeah, I saw a clip of one of the plants, or they say he's a plant, and you could tell the way he was encouraging the crowd that it was totally illegitimate.
Yeah, apparently a bunch of people in the crowd knew he was a plant.
Yes.
Right? And we're shouting Fed, Fed, Fed as he was trying to get his points across. Yeah, I mean the probably the biggest scandal, really. It's, of course, it's been an ongoing scandal for years now. Is the complete and utter corruption at the FBI?
Yeah,
and I mean, it's not just January 6th, their involvement there, their involvement in the kidnapping of Governor Whitmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
the fake kidnapping. Again, at least a dozen FBI agents involved in that as well. What is going on at the FBI? I mean, what are they doing?
It's frightening.
It's just bizarro world over there, man.
It really is, and they seem to be the definition of the deep state. And of course, they're led by that smug POS Christopher Wray and his $400 haircut. Every time I see that sneering look on his face, I want to bitch slap the guy. Pardon me.
And he's such a useless. I mean, just,
really?
You can tell that guy is like the very definition of a useless apparatchik, right?
If you were to play word association with me and say, Greg, I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me the first thing that pops in your head, Christopher Wray. Well, the first word that popped into my head wouldn't be crime fighter.
No.
Smarmy.
Yeah. Just, I mean, yeah, smarmy.
Smarmy mid-level HR manager, basically. Is what
yeah. But again, this has got to be changed. This has got to be fixed. I mean, if we can get Trump, DeSantis, somebody back in there, they're going to have to bulldoze the first three levels of all these government agencies.
Yeah. And as we saw during the Trump administration, that's a big job, very difficult job to uproot these people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just an awful situation.
Do you think Donald Trump was somewhat naive and still and wanting to believe in America that he thought he could just trust some of these people when they clearly were out to get him?
Yeah, I think when he went into office, he was very naive and thought that he could trust people to do what was right for the country.
Yeah.
And trust his advisors that he'd picked up during the campaign and during the transition, people who had been recommended to him. You know, so many of whom just turned out to be plants for the opposition. And thought he could trust the generals. Obviously, the first year of his administration was spent trying to put generals who he thought he could trust into these high-level positions, H.R. McMaster and others. And, you know, of course, they're all as corrupt as anyone else. And now you look at the leadership in the military today, it's just a hornet's nest. And so how do you turn all that around? Well, how can one man hope to ever do that? Well, you can't.
And, I'm really comfortable knowing that Mark Milley is out there trying to understand white rage.
My dad would have a fit over that. He was a Marine for 20 years, retired Marine, and that would have just sent him off the edge.
I have to believe there's veterans from coast to coast who are you know, going, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I have plenty of friends and acquaintances who are veterans, and they're all just really embarrassed, frankly, about the current state of the military leadership, and all glad that they're not having to serve under it.
But you know who loves it? You know who really, really loves it? China, Russia.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, can I have this pipeline? I know you're not into pipelines because you just shut down your keystone in America, and it's driven up, but we'd like to run this one from Russia through the Ukraine or wherever the hell it is. Okay, no problem. It doesn't matter what the right thing for the country is. What did Donald Trump do, and how can we undo it? Literally every single
thing. Literally, that's the motivation for an awful lot of it, and then the motivation for the rest of it is just to pay back the people who paid for his campaign. I mean, that's what Keystone XL was a payback to the climate change lobby, and that's what the infrastructure bill is. There's damn near $1 trillion in the infrastructure bill for all the constituents of the climate change lobby. And, you know, I mean, it's just hardball politics, man, and it's never been harder ball than it is today.
So Pelosi has appointed some really hardcore conservatives like Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger to this. What do you think they're going to find out?
Well, I they're going to find out whatever Pelosi wants them to find out, of course. And it's the purpose of the whole thing is just to create a narrative, an ongoing narrative, to keep all of that in the news, right? It's their new Russia collusion thing, right? It's this thing that they've created, and literally created, frankly, as it turns out. And now they're just creating means. It's like at the impeachment things, you know, it was a means to keep it all in the news and keep the thing going. And that's what that committee will be. And she picked the two disloyal Republicans, Liz Cheney and Kinzinger, you know, and what are their motivations, right?
Yeah.
Well, look at them. They have single digit approval ratings in their districts, right? They're not going to get reelected in the next election. So their future prospects from a political standpoint are to either become lobbyists for the military industrial complex in Washington or to become paid contributors on CNN or MSNBC. And so, yeah, sure, they'll serve on that committee because it gives them a podium from which to grandstand and keep their faces in front of the cameras. And, you know, for them.
David?
Oh, we lost.
I think we lost him. Our internet connection is unstable. Well, so am I. What does that mean? I'm still here. Why isn't the internet connection? We're going to have to take a quick break while we figure this out and text David, see what, let him know what we have a situation around. We may have to reboot. And here's the good news. I have no idea how to do that. We're going to work on it. And while I'm doing that, let's get a quick traffic report in at 3:52.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic still looking pretty good all over the city. We've got no accidents to tell you about. We're light to moderate on all the roads around the city of the Boulevard. Taylor Road, Highway 231, Highway 31, light to moderate. No problems on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Buckle up, drive carefully, and enjoy it, because we're going to get busy in just a little bit. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
All right, let's see if we can get David back on with us. David, you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you.
There was a...
That was my internet connection. That was not at your end.
Oh, okay.
You're not having one of those Texas brownouts, are you?
Yeah, afraid so, man. It doesn't happen often, but it always happens at the worst possible time. Sorry about that.
There was, you know, we spent some time talking about polls today, one of which, there was recently a 20% decline in American optimism. I think American optimism was greatly shattered by the entire COVID-19 lockdown, the drastic lifestyle changes. Everything was different. Life was hardly what we would normally call normal. And now, after 6 months of Biden, that level of normalcy, that optimism is really going in the tank.
And with Fauci now talking about implementing a national mask mandate and, you know, putting us all back into lockdown over this Delta variant, which is a pinprick compared to the original pandemic, is, you know, how can you be optimistic about anything? And that's, frankly, I believe it's the whole point. I think the whole point is to keep us frightened and feeling insecure. Compliant. So that we're you know, many people will be more willing to rely on the government to save them, you know.
What was it that Fauci told Jake Tapper on Sunday? I didn't catch all of that. He wants a mask mandate again?
Yeah, he told Tapper that the White House right now is in discussions with implementing a nationwide mask mandate, and including people who have been vaccinated.
Screw off.
That is not going to go well.
Well, no, I don't think it will.
If they really want to push this country over the edges, if it's not there. I mean, we're seeing it show up. I don't think it's a coincidence that we're seeing, like, all these brawls in airports and on airplanes and road rage and, God, Chicago, they can't shoot each other up there fast enough. I think this is all a byproduct of living in these unnatural conditions for such an extended period of time, wearing masks and, you know, all of this stuff.
I think that's right. You know, the airlines have had, what was the thing I saw last week? An 800% increase in the number of violent incidents in the airports and on airplanes.
You never saw that before, period.
Right.
It's kind of a phenomenon that's grown over recent years, but it's nothing like it is now. I mean, you're supposed to get in serious trouble when you start a fist fight on a plane that's 30,000 feet in the air.
It's not the smartest thing to do.
No. And, of course, passengers who are on edge anyway on a flight, that's got to be just so horribly unsettling. I mean, the worst thing worst thing I ever had in a plane was sitting next to a woman who had a few cocktails, and she sang like a drunken cat for 2.5 hours from Miami to Chicago. I mean, like a cat with a real serious digestive disorder. But we all lived. We all lived. But no physical violence. I mean, and you watch these scenes from the airport terminals. Where are the police?
That's what you wonder about an awful lot of incidents, right? I mean, where are the police? Where are the police every time Antifa's beating up somebody on the street?
They've been defunded.
Right. Yeah, they've been defunded or they've been called off by the local mayor.
Marginalized.
Yeah, there was a story. It was a guy walking a dog. Got attacked by 100 teens. You have no chance against 100 teens. And he was walking his Labradoodle.
Yeah.
I think that was in New York. Craziness. Just absolute craziness. We are at 3:57. If you want to hang around for a while, we've got a couple of breaks to get through, or we can just reconvene on Monday, whatever works for you.
I'm afraid I gotta go.
Oh, man, that's what they always tell me.
But I could come back later in the week. We could do another segment later this week.
So. Let's do that.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
if that works
for y'all.
David, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate you. David Blackman, the man with a 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Texas, and our look at this week's Idiocracy.
Please clap.
Thank you, David.
We'll have our people contact your people.
Yes. By first-class mail, no less.
Yeah.
Take care, buddy. All right, David Blackman, that was fun. Meeting for all, blah, blah, blah. Joey sets these things up. Modern young man that he is.
Yay, Joey.
Yeah, 3:58. I want to talk for a moment about a great company named Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka for folks that are facing a life of restriction, limitation, or a long-term recovery from an accident or having served our country. They are a game changer. They're the folks that, first of all, can provide or can even convert vehicles for folks with wheelchair. Whether it's purchasing a wheelchair accessible van or adding a lift to your current van or truck, Gulf States Mobility can assist with that. They also offer pre-owned and new wheelchair accessible vans and conversions to eligible vans or trucks. And they are the dealership for VMI wheelchair vans. Also have one of the largest and most efficient service departments in the Southeast with certified technicians serving wheelchair accessible vans, lifts, and most wheelchairs from customers not only here in Alabama, but all over the Southeastern United States. They also offer sales and installation for stair lifts and other home modifications. Gulf States Mobility is a local veteran-owned company helping veterans and civilians since 1999. Call them at 334-514-6590 to see how they can assist you with any questions you might have. Fresh edition of SRN News coming up, and then the exciting 4 o'clock hour.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll